Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Well, in Coach Prime's world, there's got to be an explanation for people criticizing his players. Mm. It could not be their play.
No, not at all.
Or their behavior.
See, their ratings, too, are down like 65% where they were a year ago.
No one cares. I mean, Shador's kind of fun to watch.
Sure.
And so is Hunter. Yeah. I mean, they really are. Those two guys are fun to watch.
They're not a good team. It's 65%. I mean, the nation is basically telling you that they don't care.
The nation.
Yeah.
So here is Prime's latest rant. He has to lecture us on everything, right?
Yes.
And why we're terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And why things are going down. So here's his latest one. This is only about a minute, but he says this is why people are now critical of players.
Once upon a time, you guys never attacked college players. Now they're making more money than y'all. And some of y'all are envious and jealous about that. So you're on the attack. It was hands off a college player because he's an amateur. Remember that, guys? Now it's hands on. Go at him any kind of way you want. They're making more money than me, and I'm mad about it. I'm upset about it. And when you attack them, these guys are sensitive. They've never been attacked. Some are out of high school or 2 years or 3 years in college, but they're still sensitive to slander. They hadn't gone through what a grown man, what I've been going through with y'all for years. They haven't done that. So it is what it is. I know you're going to do your job and what you must do, but your job does not say in attack. Like, if they didn't play well, leave it at that. But the personal stuff, leave it to be personal, because if we start flipping the script on y'all, you won't like it. Like it easy. Thank you, Lord, for stopping me there. Ooh, that was almost a good one. That would have went viral.
Yeah, so he said right at the end, he said that would have went viral. He stopped himself. Sounds like he was going to say, I could easily say something a media member or something like that, but he stopped. The Lord stopped him.
Ah, yes, the Lord.
So yeah, I don't know about you, but I have not, and we're in the media biz, mm-hmm. And maybe the listeners will shout us down for this, but I have not noticed one change in how people talk about college athletes.
No.
Not one.
No.
With the addition of NIL.
But now we're jealous.
Yeah.
We're jealous? Okay.
That's all these reporters who are having just the time of their lives covering Deion just resent all those players.
Here he is, having the time of his life.
The only thing I'll say is I have always been more careful about criticizing college players than I have NFL players. In fact, like when we're talking about the Oregon O-line.
Yeah, I heard that from you a lot last week.
I don't like it. Like, there was the Pickard, the local kid, he was not good. I thought he was the main issue with the offensive line. And even now saying that makes me feel a little uncomfortable. Because it's a college kid and, you know, you're trying your best. You're out there on scholarship. And I've always thought that you should be less critical of their play, but less critical of an individual. Hey, you specifically, not very good. But I do think in today's world, when everyone at Oregon is getting paid, there is a universal income at Oregon. There's not a scholarship player at Oregon that's not getting paid. Now, they're not all getting millions of dollars, but almost every big-time school now is paying kids. And to some extent, you are no longer an amateur. I mean, that's what it is. And so while I still kind of tread a fine line between calling out a 19 or 20-year-old kid who's not going to be an NFL player, I do think that when you are getting paid, I think some of the kid gloves come off a little bit. But I'm sure he's talking about his kid. Well, no one's being critical of your kid because it makes a lot of money. You're being critical of your kid because your kid's an ass. I don't care whether Shedeur Sanders is making a dollar or making $5 million. The dude's an ass.
And by the way, there are plenty of people talking about how high Shedeur Sanders' draft stock is and how he's a top five pick and things like that, but he's not talking about that. He's only upset that people are calling out his kid for being a jerk.
When your kid is flashing a $500,000 watch, when that's his celebration, when your kid is promoting his rap song, when that is kind of the basis, when you talk about you're bringing your Louis luggage and you know you're not you're telling your team don't touch Travis Hunter, don't touch Shedeur because they're NFL guys, like you're setting that standard, and then you're going to be critical of someone for reporting on the behavior of your son. Deion is one of those guys, and it's the Bobby Knights of the world. It's prevalent in coaching culture. You demand respect and accountability from everybody but yourself. And that's the part that drives me the most nuts. So, you know, Deion, who I was a fan of last year, I thought he was great for the sport. I thought he was great for Colorado. I don't know. I'm over.
Well, he's good.
I'm over him.
Prime's good when he's the toast of the town.
Yes.
But we even said this last year. I do remember we were huffing and puffing about him. We liked it.
Yeah.
But it's like, okay, let's see what happens when people are critical and when they lose.
Yeah.
Well, we're finding that out.
Yes.
And it's clear that Coach Prime's plight is just so rough, and he acts like the world is against him unfairly, even though it's not, and he's powering through against all odds. It just must be so tough.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and no one wants to see them succeed.
It is such an eye roll, guys like him, and they're impossible, right? Like, they're absolutely impossible. They have a whole other truth in their head that is so far from reality that you just can't get him back.
No.
I didn't know he was like this. Like, I'm really surprised by him specifically being like this. Like somebody said, Deion equating the jealousy to money tells you everything about him and how he thinks.
Yeah.
And that's 100% true.
Yeah. Again, it's one thing if someone is being critical just to be critical. Like right now, some of the people covering Caitlin Clark, you just have an axe to grind. 100%. Like the Cheryl Swoops thing.
It's been that way all year.
You just don't like Caitlin Clark. You don't like her, and you have an axe to grind. And so that's one thing. Being critical of someone for poor behavior, being critical of someone for poor play, it's the Deion Sanders thing that if you aren't 100% buying into what he's selling and kissing his ass and it's the whole, do you believe now? No. It's fair for someone to be like, we don't think you're very good. That's not jealousy.
I'm 40.
And yes, Mike Gundy, by the one, is the one that started that. That whole rant was about a newspaper being critical of his quarterback.
That's right.
Yeah.
Jenny Carlson. Yes. She went to KU. She was the reporter.
Yeah.
And I do think the other thing, too, is he's conflating who he's talking to. He's talking to the daily reporters at his little media press conference.
Yeah.
These are journalists.
Yes.
Right? I think he's getting mixed up. Like, Shannon Sharp saying something on his podcast is very different than the writer for the Boulder paper.
Yes.
Because Shannon Sharp's in the Colin Cowherd.
He's in the hot take business.
Hot take business, right? Yep. It's like, that's a totally different set of people than the people that are just trying to cover your team.
Yeah.
It's just, he's embarrassing.
Yeah.
He really is.
He is, he's jumped the shark for me. He's Fonzarelli that thing 1,000 times over.
I can't stand him.
It's a bum. Yeah, it's a bummer because I was, I liked it. I was on board the Deion train, and I have completely jumped off.
Because I ran through that bull junk.
He's a freaking lunatic, but I'm guessing that's part of what maybe made him successful.
Well, and sometimes, I mean, you brought up even like the Trump thing. Sometimes the lunatic is just he's a hurricane that blows through, and it's enough, right? It's a kind of a cult of personality thing, right? Where you become such a force of nature that you. You kind of destroy everything in your path, but at the same time, some people love it, right? And they can't get enough of it because you're unique and you're individual and all that. I just feel like, just in general, from a player standpoint, from the world of college football, from a recruiting standpoint, he had so much juice. And are there people clamoring to be a part of that program?
I mean, Colorado, you're talking about?
Yeah. I mean, are there kids lining up and wanting this?
For 3 weeks last year, there were.
Yeah. I feel like everyone thinks he's out of there.
Yeah.
Everyone.
Yeah.
After Shedeur leaves.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I started to wonder if this is nothing more than an elaborate promo for his kid. Like, the whole thing.
Exactly.
And Hunter hasn't caught as much flack for it, but unfortunately, whether it's fair or not, Shedeur's getting caught up in this. And he's still going to be a top pick, but boy, I'll tell you what, Shadur's not doing anything to make himself any fans, from NFL execs to just general fans. He's getting caught up in this, and it's a little bit like the Lamar, Mello Ball, all those guys. Whether it's fair or not, I just think that's going to leave a mark on him. I'm not certain it's good for his career.
All right, there's your audio D-bag right there on 1080 The Fan. Coming up next, a primetime follow-up with Ryan Buckley.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.